You are listening to the Holistic Travel Nurse Podcast. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for giving me more views and putting comments. They have a lot of you, and there's some new ones, and I'd love to be more responsible to say your names and tell you thank you, and I will write those down and took them a note, and I will eventually put those on my podcast. You are listening to the Holistic Travel Nurse, and this episode, we're just going to talk about what's going on. And I don't know if you've ever heard this prophecy before. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. If you have, okay. There's going to be a little bit more I'm going to share on this, but I want to start with that. Let's just talk about this. Let's listen to a little of this prophecy, and then let's chat about this. Let's chat about this. With what the heck is going on right now in our world. Okay, listen. And I'm getting this from Linwood Firesat Chat. So.
Joe Biden. Something that is in the heavenlies, something that is over this nation right now, has to be pulled down, and it cannot be pulled down by Joe Biden. It cannot be pulled down by the President of the United States. It cannot be pulled down by politicians. It can only be pulled down by the spiritual leaders that have set their heart towards the kingdom, not towards failure, but towards the kingdom, and said, now we will pray, and whatever spiritual stronghold is over our nation, it will come to an end. All right, Thrive Nation, it is a very special occasion because on today's edition of the Thrive Time Show, we are doing a fireside chat with Lynn Wood. And I really do believe that today's show is perhaps one of the most important fireside chats that we've done yet, because we are seeing right now what it looks like for a godless administration to attempt to impose its will on the American people. We right now find ourselves in a time where the Biden administration is calling for sweeping new vaccine mandates for 100 million Americans, where the Biden administration is now proposing IRS rules and regulations that would require banks to turn over their customers' personal account information to the IRS if they have a balance of more than $600 in a bank account. With that being said, Lynn Wood, how are you, sir?
I'm doing okay, Clay. I stayed up about 2 in the morning last night with Jaron Jackson and Professor David Clements in a town hall on Telegram. And I'd been about 4 or 5 hours on the road to give a speech for Candace Taylor, the next governor of Georgia. So I'm a little bit tired, but I'm always up and ready to go when I talk with you.
Now, you are, you've been on this planet for a while. I don't know exactly how many years old you are. Lynn, how old are you at this point?
I will be 69 years old on October the 19th.
Okay, so you're going to be 69 years old. Let me be the first to wish you happy birthday, by the way.
I meant to say 69 years young.
Well, did you ever think that you would find yourself at a time where a president of the United States would be calling for sweeping vaccine mandates, requiring 100 million Americans to take the RNA modifying nanotechnology, luciferase graphene oxide filled COVID-19 vaccines?
All of my adult life, I never dreamed that I would see America in the shape that it's in right now. So directly to your question, I never fathomed that there would be tyranny in this country where the government would be mandating, ordering, and threatening its citizenry if it did not follow the instructions of the government. That's tyranny. And in America, the government is we the people. Mm. It's a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. I never dreamed that we would have government being the people we elected tell us what to do. I thought we were supposed to tell them what to do. This country has gone downhill from being a nation under God, where we had democracy, a blessing from God, to being a nation literally under the devil, where we have tyranny. So this nation needs a revival. It needs a revival.
All right, this makes me just wonder, if our government has gone rogue, and it's globally, we see everything that's going on in the world, why are we following them? Why are enough of those puppet masters, why are we following them? They're unconstitutional. They're trying to take our God-given rights away. When are you going to stand up and take off the mask and realize the shot's not going to do you any good? Listen to this. Okay. Sometimes it's slow to start. Now it's not even playing.
Right here in Yorkville, Illinois. I apologize for that. That is backwards. But I need to flip the camera around so that you can see some data, that so that you guys can actually read it. All right, guys. Hey, please share this video. This is very important because I don't know anyone yet who has done this testing. This is very important. I'm going to show you testing, immune system testing, on three separate occasions. And I'm going to give you when we did these specific things. The first one was a person, and yes, we have his permission. This was some immune system testing that we did. And this person that came in was, you know, basically type 2 diabetic, very high inflammatory markers, high triglycerides, tanked hormones, immune system not doing very good either. And so the testing I'm going to show you, the one that I'm going to show you first, this was after he really worked on changing his life. And you're going to see the immune system doing just fine. It's doing great. But guys, this is where is the reason why I'm doing this video is this. And I'm not super happy. I am not happy, you know, about this. I'm not spiking the football by any stretch of the imagination, because I don't want to see people get sick. But what I'm going to show you is I'm going to show you using medical testing, verifiable proof, immune system testing, of how from changing a lifestyle to getting the first, let me show it to you since I can't say it, the first
jab.
And then I'm going to show you after the second, and I'm going to show you the changes that took place in the immune system. And I'm going to show you exactly what that means when you read this testing, okay?
This will
goes
be on my telegram.
Right in line of what, as Wellness Way doctors, Dr. Patrick Flynn, myself, this is exactly what we said, what will happen. And now I'm starting to see it happen. And again, it can't be false because this is medical testing. All right, so let me show you the first one. Now, this gentleman, it went from type 2 diabetic to no longer type 2 diabetic, went from being able to hardly be able to, like, his goal is to walk a mile. He can run a 5K now. He lost conservatively 60, 70 pounds. I don't really measure that, you know, that much. It's not really that important. But all his lab markers got better and they changed. He completely changed his life. Now, he got this, and he knew he didn't want to, but he felt compelled to in order to keep his job. Can you imagine that? To keep his job. And I understand why men would do it. And this is what I tell you. It says, I can give you the information and give you the resources. It's always going to be your decision. I know what my decision would be. I know what my decision would be for my family. I cannot make that decision for you, and I cannot tell you what hill that you would like to die on. So I'm going to show you his first one. I'm going to show you after the very first one, and then I'm going to show you the second one, and I'm going to show you exactly what it means. Guys, please share this video. All right. So this is after him doing a really good job of changing his life. This was when he was doing absolutely amazing. Still is, except for his blood work now. So you can see when you look at this, you see all of these in within these ranges. But this is what I want you guys to pay attention to is this. Is I want you to look at the granulocyte account and look at the lymphocyte account. All of these things, these are basically, you know, just part of the immune system, which is kind of a basic panel a lot of doctors run. All these immune cells perform a specific function. And when you look at it, you can associate it maybe the type of infection that they're elevated. You can see the type of infection that people will typically have, okay? So granulocytes, things are like lymphocytes, neutrophils. You got all your different types of lymphocytes. You guys are gonna notice that when your doctor runs it, they don't differentiate between CD8, CD4, natural killer cells, things like that. Monocytes, these are your dendritic cells, your macrophages, this is what we're going to go over tomorrow. Eosinophils, so, associated with parasitic infections, basophils, associated with severe allergic reactions, things like that. So when you look at this, the biggest thing that you see is you say, everything is doing really well, okay? I'm going to show you this. This is after the very first you-know-what. So the very first you-know-what, what you can see is we started testing an expanded immune system panel, and I said, hey, if you don't mind, I want to see how your immune system is responding after the first you-know-what. So this is the first you-know-what. Here's what's interesting, is you see the CD8 cells started to jump way up. So you see these CD8 cells start to jump way up. Now, let me turn the camera around. Let me tell you what a CD8 cell actually does. CD8 cell is called a suppressor T cell. It's also known as a killer T cell. What do killer T cells actually do? Well, what these are sniper-specific cells, and they are designed to kill virally infected cells that are literally wearing the virus on the surface of the cell. Think of spike protein. And it's also killing cancer cells. That's the job. They're very sniper specific. They don't do a lot of collateral damage, but I want you to think anything that is virally infected. So when you look at this, you can see those CD8 cells after the first, you know what, you can see they start to jump up. They're saying, hold the phone. What is going on here? We need to start killing off these cells that are expressing a specific, I don't know how you say it, spike protein. Okay. That was a couple of days after the first one. So you're seeing that a CD8 cells start to jump up. I said, okay, if you don't mind, I want you to get it after you get the second, you know what? I will pay for it. Just please let me do it for my research. I know that regardless, you're still going to do it. At least let's get some benefit from doing it so that we can gain some clinical data. Because I guarantee you, your doctor isn't saying, hey, let's do an immune system panel, an expanded one. That's CD4, CD8, natural killer cells and things like that. Guys, this if you don't know what the test is, it's very similar to how they measure progression of HIV infection. Okay, it's basically an AIDS test. So that was his first one. I want to show you this. The second one, we just got it back literally last night, okay? This got back literally last night. Now, this is after the second. Now, I want you to look at this, and I want you to stay with me. Please stay with me, okay? So now what you see is you see that his granulocytes, look at how much they jumped up. Holy cow. These granulocytes are responsible for basically, they're neutrophils, they're first responders, they're emergency type cells, they're responsible for, they do have a viral component to it, but they're mostly for bacterial infection, and they also clean up tissue damage. Think of when you have tissue damage, like a pimple, like a scratch, like a sprained ankle, they're responders to tissue damage. And you look at this, and you're saying, what on earth is getting damaged inside of the body? Then when you look at his lymphocytes, so his lymphocytes are things like his CD4 cells, CD8 cells, natural killer cells, his B lymphocytes that are producing antibodies, the very reason why they wanted to do it in the first place, to produce an antibody production. You can see how badly now that started to tank. And then what's interesting too is that you can see that his natural killer cells have absolutely tanked as well. Natural killer cells, guys, this is part of your innate immune system, okay? This is your innate immune system, and natural killer cells are your first responders to things like viruses, virally infected cells, and yes, even cancer cells. And wow, holy cow, you can see how that is tanked. Now, what I'm not showing you is all his other numbers, but every single one of his lymphocytes are on the very lowest end of normal, and comparing it to the last one, they have absolutely tanked. So what is tanked? His adaptive immune system has absolutely tanked. Adaptive immune system, CD4, CD8, natural killer cells, his B lymphocytes, all of those things have actually just gotten pummeled within the month. Now, what has changed within the month? Gee, I wonder. He's still eating great. He's still exercising. He's still avoiding his food allergies. He's taking his supplements. So what changed in his environment? It was a toxin. I'll leave it up to you to understand what I mean by a toxin. So look at how that changed. So listen, if no one told me anything, If I looked at this and said, hey, Dr. Nate, look at this blood work, because this is what we say. We say a person could be blind, deaf, and dumb. And dumb is not dumb, but meaning in the biblical term, you can't speak. If a person could not communicate to me, then you say, show me x-rays, show me labs, show me that. And we could pretty doggone get it closely figured out as far as what's going on. So if you said, hey, look at this lab, and what does it tell you? I would look at this lab, and in 2 seconds, I would say, this person has autoimmunity. Let me say it again. This person has autoimmunity, and it's how you see how that immune system is responding. People with autoimmunity, so many times I've seen clinically high granulocytes and a tanked adaptive immune system. So I want you to think of this. Body's trying to handle some kind of tissue damage, but also the very thing that's designed to handle things like cancer cells and things that sell like virally infected cells has absolutely tanked. You look at this, how on earth can they ever say that it is working? Now watch this. If they have this low and it stays and it persists, I want you to stay with me, and that adaptive immune system response persists, in which it's going to have a bad response to any other kind of viral infection, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Here's my question, guys. This is a serious question. To the health experts out there, to the pathologists that are out there, to the public health experts out there, if you looked at that blood work, would you say that this person is very susceptible to having another viral infection? And maybe you just might call it a breakthrough infection. You guys see that? A breakthrough infection. Guys, please share this video. This might get taken down. A breakthrough infection, you know, like the kind that we're seeing right now, or maybe what we're seeing in Israel. A breakthrough infection. So let me ask you a question. I'm just not making a statement. I'm just saying, I'm asking a question. Could it be that after this, maybe this is happening in a lot of people and leaving them wide open to have breakthrough infections after that? That's interesting, isn't it? So this is testing. This is testing. And reason why is because I want to know. I want to know what it is doing to people. If you're a doctor and you are watching this, every single one of you doctors, become a doctor and start testing those patients who have gotten a second one and start testing their immune systems and start figuring out why. You're a doctor. You're not a clinician. You don't follow some kind of template on what you're supposed to do. Too many people are doing that, following a template. Well, it says here in your blood work that this lab is out of order, so I need to give you on this medication. Really, doc? I need to be on this medication, huh? But tell me what the exit strategy is so I don't need this medication. I've never had a person who came to me and I said, what's their exit strategy? And you know what they tell me? Gee, doc, they don't have one. They never told me anything. They just said, take it for the rest of your life. That's not healthcare, is it, guys? Not at all. And now you wonder why we have so many people who are sick in the United States. Now you know why we have so many people who are having breakthrough infections. Now you know why so many people, guys, have autoimmunity, which is the fastest growing illness taking place in the United States. So we have to watch this and we have to see what's going on. Does this look like autoimmunity? Yeah, it does. Here's the sad thing, though. I said, well, if you see that, what do we need to do? This is my honest answer, right now anyway, is this. I don't know. I really don't. And I'm not afraid to say I don't know when I don't know. But I don't know, and the reason why is this. It's never taken place in the history of mankind. We never have seen it take place. I have some ideas on what we can do, but it's a lot different than any other autoimmune reaction, because the reality is this: to help people with autoimmunity, you got to remove the triggers. The thing is I don't know how long this trigger is going to persist in his body. And you know what else? No one else does either. And the reason why is because they haven't studied it. They haven't studied it long term. And guys, I will say this. I'm not punt trying to spike the football. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I hope I'm wrong. Because if this is one person, we are looking at 150, 170, 180 million people. Million people. Anyway, guys, I hope you found this enjoyable. I don't find it enjoyable. However, if I say, hey, I think I found something, I'll share it with you as well. And I always appreciate when I share something with you guys, please share it with other people. Please help them to start to open their eyes, because I guarantee you there are going to be people who are suffering. And they need to know that they are suffering. It's not.
So that was quite interesting, right? And you can go see the videos if you're like me and listen more to that, not whole thing, but I want to end it. I listened to Dr. Tenpenny, and there was like physicians that I wish there was more of that are like these ones. And what if we had physicians more like this? So listen to this conversation and then we'll chat. I mean, and listening to the other guy, thinking about your loved ones getting the shot just disturbs me. It really does. I wonder if it does the same thing for you. So this is a little bit of critical thinking. It's hard to find it, but Dr. Tenpenny puts it on, and this is Christine Northrup. Great book. I love her supplements.
You saw shingles in immunocompromised people who tended to be older, and now you're seeing shingles in 9-year-olds. So that's just the immunity, but what you're talking about, Carrie, is beyond creepy. It's just beyond creepy, and there has to be a way to kill those suckers. I keep thinking there has to be a way. There must be something that we could do to them, and I have been conversing with Gene Decode, who's got the Morgellons protocols for using MMS, using a mud mix of diatomaceous earth and activated charcoal, and the gallbladder liver cleanse, and then the saltwater seaweed cleanse. That'll all be available on his website, blessedforservice.org, probably in the next week or two. And he said in his own body, if you do a hay bath, alfalfa hay, where you get a bale of it, make it organic, and you get in a bath with the hay, which I understand is a mess, he calls them spiders, and it sounds like what you're seeing. He said the AI fibers, the Morgellon fibers, the spiders, will leave the human body and go to the alfalfa because...
Okay, back it up. If you've not heard Stu Peters, he has an episode with Dr. Carrie Mundell, and she gets her hands on a vial of the COVID jab and looks at it under a slide, and the images are out everywhere, like on Telegram, and they're my Telegram, and they look like something alien, and these people are trying to put their head together for what people can do to aid in removing these toxins from your body. Okay, so if you've not heard that episode, go check out Stu Peters and Carrie and the slides. You have to go to my Telegram. It's definitely in my Telegram. And then just I want to give you a little more of this conversation, then we'll chat again.
They're looking for magnesium, which is in chlorophyll. And then, of course, then after that's done, that's 20 minutes and you dunk your head and you can see them with a black light. And my trainer, Eric Hilton, did this, and there was one little AI fiber that was looking alive, and it looked like a graphene oxide chain, kind of. But then you've got to put on gloves. Well, first you have to take a shower then with Dr. Bronner's peppermint soap, which he said is a universal antidote. And then after you're done with that, you put on gloves and you take the hay and you put it all in a garbage bag, and then you strip the gloves off and put that in the garbage bag because you don't want those things getting back inside you. Then you clean the tub with diatomaceous earth and activated charcoal. Now, I haven't done this at night yet because I tend to take my showers in the morning, but I did buy my black light from Amazon. And I do think we all at this point, either through the water, through chemtrails, through being around people who've had the shot, chances are good that we all have some of these little things in us. The question would be, how many? Can you get a hold of a booster and do the same thing, see what's in there?
Well, the boosters are all the same as the first shot anyone gets, right? Because all they're doing is, they're no different. Right. I personally think over time they've kind of tweaked the ingredients based on how the people react. I've seen the reactions change when people get the shots. But no, there's no difference between a booster and the regular one. And I haven't seen the difference between a child's dose and an adult dose. Has anybody else seen that? I haven't heard of that.
That's true.
Maybe someone has.
As well.
Yeah, regular, yeah, it's unbelievable.
You're going to see a 10-pound baby get the same dose as a 20-pound baby.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I just want to caution everybody on this. Like, if these manufacturers are lying, just like I said, at the Johnson & Johnson, I saw these lipid particles loaded in Johnson & Johnson. To me, it was worse than the Moderna. So that proves that there's some kind of lipid particle in there. They are lying. They say they didn't have it. Okay, so are you gonna trust Regeneron? Are you gonna trust Remdesivir? Are you gonna trust any of these other experimental drugs they're putting out there for you? Do you trust what they're doing? Be so careful, everybody. Buyer beware. Because you just do a little bit of research and you'll find that they'll block you in knowing what exactly is in there. Also, there's no long-term studies, not even really barely any short-term studies. And know that a lot of these are created from aborted fetal cells. And know that they're using humanized mice. It's called a chimera when you mix one creature with another organism, right? Mm-hmm. And they also are transfected mice. So they're transfected is, you're taking two words, you're putting infected and transformed together. So just know that they're using these genetically transfected humanized mice antibodies in you. And know that these Velocimmune, that's what the name is that they're using of the mice, the magic mice. They've used these in cancer drugs before, particularly with breast cancer patients. And I did not see good results in the breast cancer patients when they got these. They looked great in the beginning. But in 1 to 3 years, they could have a very aggressive recurrence, very aggressive. And so I'm really worried they're using the same kind of mice antibodies, the same kind of Velocimmune, whatever they're calling the cells in this concoction too. So please, everyone, do your due diligence and research this.
I think it's so outlandish for people. I just talked to a nurse today and she said, I'm losing my resolve. I have to pay the mortgage for my house. And you know, I really don't know what to say to people. It's your life or your mortgage. And if you're dead, it doesn't matter about your mortgage. Or if you are in the matrix, stuck in an embryonic state where they're taking your life energy, or you're in a sanctuary city, a model city like New York or Portland, Oregon or Portland, Maine, and you're in the matrix, as Klaus Schwab says, you will own nothing and you'll be happy. Well, because you won't be able to think.
Okay. So all that she said right there is whatever's in the shot, which is it possible that they're shedding that? Being around people that are getting the shot and those little things in there, don't know what they are, or it makes their body make spike proteins is what other people are saying. But I can tell you my only personal experience. I'd love to hear your personal experience, but I'm around all these stupid people that have gotten so many shots. I am taking care of people that have had the shot and COVID and died. I have taken care of people that have the shots and having massive reactions, and they weren't telling you, and they're not reporting it, and they're not showing that it's from the shots, but it really is. I can tell you that I don't feel well. And I was just around someone who's just had the shot. And I think like the sooner they have the shot, the more they're spreading whatever it is. And all these different ways of detoxing, the hay, the bentonite clay. I did a bentonite clay bath. I have upped my supplement like tenfold. Like last night, actually upset my stomach. It was just the tenfold of what the stuff I did to support my body, you know, because you work your way up to massive amounts of vitamin C and doing vitamin D. Now I'm thinking about using more of my essential oils with the DMSO. It really just drives it in more. I am going to try the alfalfa thing in the bath and tell you if there's any difference in my filling, if anything's released. You know, I am a huge fan. I have articles on it on my website about coffee enemas and getting your liver functioning very well, and get your kidneys functioning well, about green juicing, about bone broth. And it's the time to do like a 3-day cleanse where you do bone broth and juicing. And I obviously need to do that. I'm actually going to cut up straight vegetables and get my ginger and my garlic out and things like that too, supporting our bodies. I mean, I feel like they're trying to kill us. The evil people are literally just trying to harm us and kill us more than I've ever felt. And it's in the hands of Big Pharma. And like, I trust them even less now. It's just so disheartening. And it's heartbreaking with all the things that I'm learning and sharing. And I've shared them. You can go back and listen to those episodes where I talk about the Rothschilds and the tie-in to the evilness, if you're not familiar with. So we're going to just listen to a little bit more of this, because this was like an hour-long conversation, and I just wanted you to just get a little bit more of this. And then I'd love to hear your take. And I apologize completely. I can't figure out how to put these podcasts together, and every single time my dogs want to be in the background. And so I have those are my babies right now until I go play with my grandbabies.
Getting it. That's not the adults. The adults make their choice. I mean, I care about adults, but it's the kids, little kids.
So did it look like that stuff that Celeste Solemn has the pictures of, where the hydrogel begins to organize itself?
Yeah, there are different pieces. It's hard to, I'm going to try to get more video of this and maybe speed it up, because it happened over, you know, time lapse. But there were so many different kinds of pieces. So maybe there was already starting to self-organize within the vial before, you know, I put it on the slide. And then all of a sudden I'm like, well, where did that come from? And I don't know if it's just because the light made it appear, the colors made it appear, or and then there's spherical objects. I mean, there's so much. I felt like I was looking at a new little universe underneath the microscope. It's so strange to me. It was almost like you're taking pond water and looking at it, and there's so many different things that you can see. This is not a medicine. Medicine's uniform. Yeah.
You know.
So it's Carrie, it's not,
I wonder what you're seeing. I wonder how much of that is able to jump from person to person.
Mm.
Not just what it does inside the person. Remember the whole idea of self-spreading vaccines.
Yes.
And we know that very many people who are not getting the shot, who are called unvaccinated, are also getting sick. And so we're blaming the unvaccinated getting sick on the unvaccinated, because we couldn't possibly have a toxic bioweapon in people who are getting the shot then be transmitted to others who could possibly get very similar symptoms. I think it's very fascinating that we are in this place. And you know, how do we get this curiosity, this, hey, don't you think you guys should look at this attitude? You know, what do we do? What do we do to, you know, Stu Peters, that's not enough. How do we get more of this? Hey guys, you know, we looked at this slide. We need you to look at this slide. How do we challenge the powers that be? that they need to look at the slides. They need to look at the material we're looking at and not some doctored vial that they then bring and say, nope, nothing in it, just clear liquid, which you know they would do.
I know that some laboratories have told me that they would find some things and then they'd go back the next day and their entire lab was gone. Everything inside the lab was just gone and nothing on the cameras. So perhaps you can't make it so out in the open. And you've got to, you know, I tell people this is the time we go underground for a short period of time until we regroup.
Wait a second. You're saying that people in labs made it public?
Yeah, and they weren't able, they told some, you know, maybe some quietly, some groups of people or a few people. And then the next day they went, and this happened more than once, and there's nothing left in their laboratory.
It was cleaned out.
Yes, everything's gone.
So it's not like the material in the slide was toxic that it destroyed the lab.
The room was there. The cameras were there. There was nothing on the cameras. All their equipment was gone. So they didn't want to do it again. Because I questioned why some people didn't come forward with some of the things they found, and that's what they told me. And I trust they were telling me the truth. That happened more than once. So perhaps we need to go underground for a little bit with some of these things, that's all.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, have you heard anything since you did the Stu Peters show? Have you gotten a lot of emails, a lot of comments, whatever?
I've just been trying to see patients today, so I haven't really had time to really look at that. I mean, there's a lot of holy, you know, cuss words, exclamation point, people looking at it. But, you know, and I did talk to some researchers that are in Europe that have some equipment, and they were trying to guide me in what they thought some of these things were. Mm-hmm. But they've had some of their research stolen as well. So, but we're hoping to work together more now and see what we can come up with. And we're brainstorming together because now we think this link with this Hydra vulgaris and perhaps any organism associated with it, like you said, the polypoid, I think that is key in knowing what they're doing. And we have to know what we're dealing with before we can come up with a solution, right? Because we're not just dealing with AI, we're dealing with something that's organic and biologic. So we have to look at both of those. And what do we do with somebody that this becomes more invasive within them? You know, we just need more education right now. And, you know, I need to focus more of my time on that and working with some other people with that.
So I wasn't so far off that a number of months ago when I said, stay away from people who've gotten the shot, and people were, so I'm a fear monger. I'm creating fear. I'm a divider. And now,
you know, the weird thing is my mother got both Moderna and she regrets it now, but I don't get sick around her. I've been around her, you know, very close for long periods of time. I don't know why, but I have gotten symptoms over other people. I don't know why. Why is that?
Well, first of all, not all the shots are the same. Second of all, there are some placebos.
Yep.
Third of all, you know that old saying, just because you had no reaction doesn't mean you had no reaction.
So I've got those little hydras inside of me right now.
Well, they are driving.
That's why I could communicate with them.
That's why they're driving your vocabulary.
Oh my gosh. No, I love you, Larry.
You know exposure. I know. That's why I love that saying when you give a lecture in a room and some grandfather stands up and says, well, I was vaccinated and I'm fine. And I look at him and I say, well, how do you know?
You could have been so much better.
But you know, speaking of that, I just heard from a doctor friend out in LA, and she said there are all these reports from 2020, all these babies that, you know, never had all these shots because of COVID. So they didn't have shots, and so there's no SIDS. And now the baby's developmental milestones are way ahead of their brothers and sisters. And, you know, so they're the pandemic super babies, which just means, oh, wait, this is a normal baby who didn't get all the crap that all the other babies get.
Right. We started seeing that in the fall of last year.
Did you? Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We started seeing it.
And were the parents who had other damaged children astounded by this new baby?
I will tell you that the majority of parents do not associate an unvaccinated child's major developmental milestone advances with being unvaccinated.
Seriously, even in your practice?
Seriously.
Oh my gosh.
I'm telling you that I have watched family members look at children in their family and say, oh, they're just advanced, but never be able to make the association. Or rarely be able to make the association that the child's advanced developmental stage has anything to do with the fact that the parents didn't put the shots into their body.
I mean, that it's not an advanced developmental stage. It's called a normal kid, which nobody knows what they look like anymore.
Well, thankfully, I practiced starting in 1983 medical school. So when I look at parents, I do say exactly what you just said. I said, they're not advanced. They're just normal. We have lowered the bar so much that your kid actually speaking 2, 3, maybe 4 word sentences at the age of 2 is developmentally perfect. You know, I remember when I was in training, 50 words at 18 months, greater than 100 words at 2 years with two word sentences. And now the normal is 20 words at age 2.
Wow.
That's normal. And somehow, rewritten the developmental textbooks.
Well, just like they've rewritten that if you get the shot and you die within 14 days, you were unvaccinated. They rewrote that. Yeah. As you know.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to share something that I thought was right out of the Hunger Games.
Okay. Lovely.
Yeah, right. Thank you. Lay it on us, Larry.
Exempt from Biden's vaccine mandates. Congress, legislative branch, congressional staff, judicial branch, White House staff, CDC employees, FDA employees, United States Postal Service employees, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease employees, Pfizer employees, Moderna employees, and illegal aliens.
Oh my God.
All are exempt from the shots. So where's District 13? Really, where is the, we're watching this elitist takeover. And, the people who are in the higher echelons of society, those who are making more money, those who have MD, PhD, MBA, all the fancy letters next to their name, they're the ones who are getting majority of the shots. And we are going to watch their crippling of their health and their deaths, because they are lining up, fascinatingly lining up. They spend more time checking the ingredients of their cell phones, their iPads, their computers.
Their food. They want the food to be perfect.
Maybe their food. And if they're gonna buy a house or a car, they're like combing through every bit of the luxury items and is it this? And it's fascinating, but yet, they'll just blindly line up for a shot that is making everybody around them sick or dead. And they're okay with that because there's a dead horse on the front lawn. Nobody sees it, nobody smells it, and people just walk past it. And so, wow. I mean, here's another one. 70,000 New York State healthcare workers are either being fired or leaving their jobs. because they will not get the shot. Doesn't that strike anybody as curious as to why that many people would rather not get the shot? Doesn't it make anybody think that they may be onto something? They're concerned about something? That there's some intelligence in there?
So that's an interesting concept, and there was so much in that, and you can go listen to the whole thing, and I don't know where you're at with all of this. Taking a deep breath, say a prayer, and realize it's hard still to see others just go get the shot and line up for it. I know people lined up for it. I work around the puppets that just think big pharma physicians, bow down to them, when the majority of the white coats are leading people astray. I listened to another podcast today, somebody else, and somebody else said their story, and they said how they saved their loved one by sneaking in things and putting topical things on their loved one that was in the hospital, and they would not back down on the hospitals who would not let them visit. I mean, that's what seriously, it's a very strange world we're living in, and this is why I've changed all of my podcasts to share some of that, but also to, I hope that you're doing something that is moving the needle in your health, your mind, your body, and your spirit, somehow supporting it, somehow getting back to God, getting back to nature, and doing the research. Don't just go take what everyone's saying. Get on DuckDuckGo and go research it. Get on Telegram and see what other people are posting, because that's where stuff is. Literally all the news is propaganda. I don't know how many years. And I'm one of them that didn't believe that, and it took me a long time to be red-pilled and understood, and now my eyes are way opened, and I'm like, oh my gosh, they have just been doing it to us. And I'm like, God, open up more people's eyes. Please open up more people's eyes. Let's turn back to you. Let's turn back to nature. Let's get right. And let's begin in prayer. So thanks for listening. Please share this. Please be in prayer. And please be doing something amazing and natural for your health. You can go to my website and go check out more.